coach. And he better tell the NCAA to go to hell no matter what they send us on Temple. I'm serious.
I totally agree with that.
I mean, the more I see of Johnny Kendall, the more I see of this team and what he's able to do with a pretty short, with a shorthanded roster, the more my stomach for taking more severe punishment, the amount of punishment I think is acceptable before you have to can him grows every time I
mm-hmm.
grows almost daily.
Boy, that's well put.
You would have to get into a, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't care about the show calls. I'll show you. We'll show you that we'll keep him because he's going to win big here. I'm sick to death of the Regals. Which, on that note, Tony, congratulations, your Temple Owls for just beating a Regal like a government mule today.
It's so great. And of course, my luck is it's on opposite the Tennessee game. My brother called me from Philadelphia and said, hey, are you watching this? And I said, you're watching Tennessee and Mercer? And he said, no, the Temple game. And I turned it on, and I was like, I can't believe I missed that. I'm going to have to go back and see if I can catch a replay of it somewhere.
They'll do some damage in that league, Tony. That league's terrible.
Yeah.
And now that he's got all the transfers eligible,
yeah.
I know you're not Dunphy's biggest fan, but they're going to be okay in that league.
Yeah, he got two guys eligible tonight. That's right.
I mean, they're not great, but they're not bad. And in that league, they'll be contending.
I really think we're a point guard and a big man away from being, really able to do some big time damage. I have no expectations on this year, just because I mean it's like taking a spoon to a gunfight. You know, if people were really honest with themselves about making some kind of, you know. I don't expect us to make the dance and be a pleasant surprise, but we just aren't going to be able to compete with some of the big boys.
You know where we are, though. If we're honest about it, you get two more wins, you get to 8-4. Then you have some cushion for and a very good non-conference resume. So you create some cushion for becoming an NIT team. And then if you get off to a great start in the league, you can start thinking bigger thoughts. But we still have to be honest and keep this tempered for now, because it wouldn't be fair to these kids. It wouldn't be fair to that coach. It just wouldn't be fair to start talking about. I mean, to me, the whole of the NCAA conversation is just, it's madness. Now, there are 68 teams that get in, and there are bad teams that get in, or mediocre teams that get in. And stranger things have happened than this Tennessee team qualifying for the NCAA tourney, but come on. I mean, we got to be honest about it here.
Well, and honestly, Tony, I think that was the only time that Tennessee fans were ever unfair to Konzo was his first year.
Yeah.
And at that great run they had, everybody then was suddenly disappointed that team didn't make the NCAA tournament when that team probably had no business making the NCAA tournament.
Great point.
We wouldn't have been in it that year if Stokes hadn't, if we hadn't picked up Stokes.
No. No. Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's just kind of silly. The one that I saw in the Rocky Top League that I keep waiting for him to have just kind of a breakout night is Hunter. I mean, he was the only person that could really do anything with him when I watched over there was Wheezy, was Chisholm. Once, when Kevin got on, I mean, the only person that could check him over there was Wayne. So, I don't know. I love it. I love the basketball team. Love our coach. They get better every time out. So, I don't know. Lots to be happy about.
So fun, isn't it?
Heck yeah. I'm bought in completely.
Hey, thank you, man.
No problem. Good
boy, the Bengals have bought in. There goes a return. Keith, wow. Comes right back to your 25-yard. Look like arena football. Let's go back to our busy phones. 865-200-5402. Your Bungallies look like they're playing with a sense of urgency tonight, Keith.
Oh no, because like I said, they know the history of the franchise, and they know if they lose this game, they're not going to the playoffs.
It's going to be Coitons.
Real simple.
Tennessee wins tonight by 10. Some of your highlights tonight: Bachman tonight, 22 points in the game, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. That's a nice night for him. 7 of 10 from the field. Did everything imaginable, and CC Hoops just shot me a text, Keith, and CC Hoops, who's monitoring the goings on tonight told me that Devin Bachman has a torn ligament in his shoulder, is going to have surgery after the season. He's out there playing on a bum shoulder.
I like it.
Back to the phones we go.
I like, you know me, Tony. I'm all for tough. Hey, you give me a bunch of tough guys. That's why I like punter. I would refuse to coach at the Division I level without at least one kid from New York on my team.
He has turned everything I need to know about Donnie Tindall, because I'm not a coach worship guy. I'm really not, and he has his faults. But he has made Josh Richardson, who was a Mr. Nice Guy, he has turned him into a madman on the basketball court. And one of the support people over there that I've known for a long time told me, Keith, that Josh Richardson in practice now will dunk on people and turn around and talk all kinds of trash.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Well, Tony, you saw a late huddle tonight. He and Kendall are going at it, which, I mean, you know, I come from the Bob Huggins, Tim Fly. You know what school I come from?
Mm-hmm.
I love watching a coach and a player go at it.
Because,
good coaches, some of them can't take it.
That's right.
But most of them will tell you.
That's right.
Hey, they can say whatever they want to me. They just better be right.
Chip Kelly can't take it. Back to our
and
phones.
Like they said, you got to be out there. Hey, they're out there. I'm not on the floor. If they tell me something's going on the floor, hey, they should know. They're the ones out there.
Bengalis take two plays and put the ball in the end zone. Now they're up two scores on
Denver Broncos. Desperation is a great thing, Tony.
Yeah, it really worked for the Eagles over the weekend. Let me say a special word about Smart Way here, because the Eagles did not go the Smart Way. And you can go smartway.net, 8416 Kingston Pike near Bearden High School. Also near Wally World, down on Walker Springs. Let me say a word about this road, these folks at Smart Way. If you're hunting something for your family for Christmas time and you're short on funds, this is a great way to go. Smart Way has everything for your home, and you're going to pay your way, and even some more things than that. Smart Way, Knoxville's newest retailer of furniture. They also have appliances, electronics, cell phones. They even have tires. And like with cell phones, I mean, here's the type of cell phones there. Samsung, LG, Blue, iPhones available, you name it, they've got it for you. You can also bring your own cell phone in if you want to get service. If you want to bring in your existing phone, and they'll even trade you and work an upgrade with you. So Smart Way is simply the smart way. And the way it works is you can take it out of there, buy it today, and go. You can go 120 days, 6 months, same as cash, and go. You can also choose the lease, purchase, rent to own, in which you choose the payment amount and the frequency that you make a payment. And you can change that anytime you want to. So you can determine how much you're going to pay and how much you're going to pay, make that payment. Hello? Smart Way. Online, gosmartway.net. Back to our phones we go. Go ahead.
For our fans that love watching this Tennessee team, mm-hmm. You know who else they need to watch play a little bit? Providence.
A fight?
A lot of similarities between Ed Cooley and Donnie Tindall, and the way their guys get out and get after it.
Back to our phones we go. Providence last year had a real nice season. Ran out of gas late in the year, but Ed Cooley High, he definitely gets after it. Let's go back to the phones and welcome our next call in. Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, T. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, what did Hatfield say there? What was that last statement by Hatfield?
He was talking about the Providence coach. If you enjoy the way this Tennessee team plays, Providence is worth a look.
Okay.
And he was talking about Ed Cooley.
Man, it's just, I mean, Mercer, you got to take your hat off to Mercer mm-hmm. for giving us a challenge. I mean, they got that resume, the Duke resume under their belt. I mean, the last time Coach Krzyzewski went out in postseason play, he got a big hill for T-U-K-E. Thanks to Mercer, baby.
Yeah, they had the Mercer
thanks
alert.
Thanks to Mercer. Making Georgia. Making Sha-Sha. Say it, Love Train. Sha-Sha. Yes.
TR, would you agree with me that Macon, Georgia, when Capricorn Records was spinning some platters back in the day under the auspices of Phil Walden, would you agree with me that they were turning out some great stuff, be it Wet Willie or many of the other artists?
Wet Willie up there in Jeff County.
Are you a Wet Willie fan, TR? Jimmy Hall and Wet Willie.
Yeah, man, sign me up. Yeah, man. I mean, I get down on some Wet Willie, but I'm not really, you know, I'm not deep into them. I don't really know their, you know, existence or none of their members. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you a member, but speaking of Muzak, how about some Bachman Total Overdrive? Can you find me up some down from BTO Bachman Turner?
I will fire you up some. In fact, I'm going to fire, in honor of Devin Bachman, I'm going to fire up a BTO show when we go off the air tonight.
Down.
Gotcha, TR. Anything?
I thought you were going to give me some spontaneous.
Oh, like you wanted a spontaneous. No, we don't. We really kind of don't do that here. I'm more, what's the word here? I'm more commercial on this one, TR.
Okay.
I've sort of lost my way.
Didn't you tell somebody that?
I've sort of lost my way. But I try.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Last year it was going on, but this year I don't know, man. But
oh, you want it? Okay. What song do you want by BTO, TR? If you put it that way, I mean, Mike.
Down. It's down. Off of the Freeways album. Down.
Are you?
It is a jam.
Are you a Randy Bachman guy?
You know, a little bit of airplay, but not a whole lot. I mean, it wasn't a big smash it for them.
Yeah, you'll educate me, TR. You'll throw the deep cut at me every now and again. You've turned me on to some really good deep cuts.
Late, it was late in the BTO,
late
era.
In their canon?
It was kind of, you know, dying out at that time. I think Randy Bachman started a group called Iron Horse.
All right, let's hear it.
When the
rock. I'm talking hard Canadian rock and roll.
You know, I got something to believe in, to believe in. Waiting for the sun. My heart will surely break.
In honor of Devin Bachman's
Overdrive.
He's in Overdrive tonight. A little BTO, a little Bachman Toner Overdrive for the young set. Randy Bachman's got a great, great rock and roll voice. Great. And a great guitar player, too.
Down, we all go down. Yeah, go down, Marcer.
Hey, TR, what'd you think of Jeek's call tonight? And then we'll go back to our phones.
I'm glad he got his Butch fashion in. It's Butch fashion season for G-Kern. It won't end. But I'm just glad that if nobody else gets John Gruden, I mean, if we don't get him, nobody else is going to get him. Except, what's his name there? His sidekick there. It's all in his sidekick. Get on down with it. Get down with it, Jiggy.
We all go down.
TR, thank you. Great song. Wow. What'd you think of that song, Hatfield?
Not bad, but certainly tell you, if we're going to talk, we're going to throw a little music in tonight. I mean, we lost one of, to me, the defining voices of rock, of the 60s and 70s in rock and roll today, in Joe Cocker.
I didn't know he died.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Joe Cocker passed away today.
You got to be kidding.
No. Lung cancer. I think it said he was 70.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. I need to get out more.
Like I said, Tony, in my opinion, one of the defining voices of rock and roll of a generation.
Oh, yeah. And just like a crazy freak, too. I love him.
That guy's great sense of humor because he never took offense to Belushi's imitation of him.
He didn't like it?
No, he thought it was hilarious. He showed up one time on Saturday Night Live, standing behind him, kind of did the Steve Martin to David Spade thing.
Let's listen here. Wow, look at him.
On the list of albums that everybody should own, Tony, Mad Dogs and Englishmen is certainly on it.
Hatfield, you've shown me something with your range. You're a latent musicologist yourself. Lay it on me here. You're presented by
our good friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in downtown Knoxville next to the historic Tennessee Theater.
My wife loves that you have a whiskey house sponsoring you. She's into that. Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-540-TUNE. TR is getting some love. TR is getting some love on here. Dusty Lee says, I could listen to Hatfield read the phone book. How about that noise? Some max love for you, brother.
Hey, there have been some Fridays that I thought that I might have to resort to that. Be careful what you wish for.
Let's go back to the phones. Speaking of Fridays, congratulations to John Reed, another Basilio School of Broadcasting student is going on. Let's go back to the phones. And let's grab another call. Hello and welcome.
Tone Hatfield, what do you say? It's Fake Dave Nathan.
Hey, FDN,
Fake
what's
Dave,
up, brother? Final call of the night.
Doing good, guys. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And, I can't believe on a Monday night after we got done playing Mercer with all the hoopla that's going on surrounding the program that you're still on the air, Tone.
1 hour and 90 minutes.
It's definitely a testament to the ball fan.
90 minutes, man, 90 minutes.
Well, Tone, a couple things. I've really enjoyed Hatfield just ripping everybody and their brother tonight. It's one of my favorite things to listen to when Hatfield goes off on one of his tirades.
Why BYU? It's so out in left field.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. But on to the game, Tone. I mean,
yeah.
Is this how it's going to be? Is there going to be another guy step up every night for these guys? I mean, just coming out of the – I mean, I've noticed that Faultman's been stepping up his game, and it looks like he's becoming he's getting more accustomed to the system, and he's finding his own. But are we going to see a different guy every night step up? Keith, Tone, what do you think?
That's been the MO so far, and I mean, that's the one thing. When you've got eight or nine guys that can play, that you've got that opportunity. I mean, it's not – you're not limited to, if – one of these three guys doesn't play well, we're dead. I mean, obviously Josh has got to be at or near the top of the scoring every night for us to win very often. But as long as Josh plays up to his capabilities every night, I mean, you've got seven other candidates then to come in and be that second guy. So you would hope on more nights than not, you can at least find a second guy to score some.
Well, I'll tell you what, this has been the most fun that I've had at Thompson Bowling and watching these games.
Can you believe you're saying that?
Since Pearl's first year.
Can you believe you're saying that?
I can't believe I'm saying that. No, I never would have thought, I never would have dreamt. But they were right. You were right, Keith. Early on, you said this guy's going to be fun to watch and he's, and he can coach. I remember you saying that back before. Hell, you called them hiring Donnie Tindall back when he was still coaching at Southern Miss and we still had Konzo.
You called it, Keith, in, I want to say it was like February of last year. You said this is the guy to watch.
Not to toot my horn, but no, it was the first Friday of the NCAA tournament the year before. It was the day that we were talking about Ben Howland and Tubby Smith were both going to get fired, and everybody thought I'd lost my mind.
By the way, speaking of losing minds, Earl Keister tonight on Twitter said that he believes that Konzo Martin in 1 year will be in West Lafayette, Louisiana, coaching Purdue next year. I'm just
going to say, Tony, honestly, everybody thinks that maybe I'm making too big a deal of the idea that winning these four games means something. Gardner Webb goes into Purdue tonight and wins, and Loyola of Illinois went into Lubbock and blew out Texas Tech tonight. And winning these bye games isn't near as easy as it used to be.
Wow.
No, they're not
guarantees anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not guaranteed anymore.
How many games is the Konzo going to win in Cal this week or this year, Keith?
The league out there is really top heavy.
25.
So he's not going to beat Arizona. He's not going to beat Utah. He's probably not going to beat Colorado. After that, I think they can play with most people, and they're going to end up with a gaudy non-conference record, even if they get beaten tonight. He's going to probably bump up against 20 and beat. Well, he's probably going to be in the same position he was always in here, right about 20 wins, and they'll be one of those. Well, should we put him in? Shouldn't we put him in teams? I think that's where he'll be.
I hear you guys. Well, it's always a pleasure. Tone, Merry Christmas to you. If I don't talk to you before, I appreciate all y'all do. And I just want to say that the Stu Manitarian, he is the biggest sheep that I've ever met in my life.
Complete sheep. Thank you. But he's a sheep for doing good things to people. Or I should say doing good things for people.
I was about to say, Tone.
Stop it! Stop!
You might be giving a little more away than
Stop.
Who wants out there.
Stop. It's late. I got bad feet. My corns hurt, man. Come on. Hey, on the way out, I've got a request here on Twitter to have you break down next week's Steeler game, the Bengals and Steelers.
No, I have no doubt what will happen. Andy Dalton will throw somewhere between 3 and 5 interceptions. Ben Roethlisberger will throw for 300 yards. Le'Veon Bell will run for 150, and the Steelers will win about 42-10.
Really, really appreciate you, Hatfield. On the way out, give me a final word on tonight's game.
It's not going to, like I said, I think we've all come to realize it's not going to be pretty with this group, but they came out tonight, took Mercer's best shot, were in a competitive game in the second half, and took control of it and held it, and I think that's as good as you can expect out of this group. I think the main thing is that, as I said, they've got to win these four games. They're halfway through that. I mean, I think it would take an awful effort of historic proportions to lose Saturday night. So now really you're looking at BDTSU and you've accomplished your goal. I mean, you're going to get out of the non-conference at 8-4. If you'd have told me that before the season, I'd have been perfectly good with that.
I would have said no way.
As good as you can humanly expect.
Hatfield, great job by you. Truth is they left one game on the floor so far, and that game is not looking that bad the way Marquette's played since.
No, Marquette's ended up playing fairly well, so that doesn't look near as awful. Now, granted, Marquette got the big kid eligible from Indiana, so they're going to look better now that he's eligible. But, hey, going forward, for your postseason resume to get into the NIT, maybe, hey, if Marquette gets rolling along and does decent in the Big East, they're not going to be that concerned that they added Luke Fisher. It's just going to say that, hey, you lost to them, but they ended up being the 45th team in the RPI or something. So nothing wrong with that.
Bino's got a great text. He said, the Badgers are butchering the Bears with no fouls being called and Konzo's hydrating. Remember when Konzo would grab for that water bottle?
The water bottle, and then he would rub his face with the same towel that he just wiped his shoes on? Yeah, that was some of my favorite Konzo stuff.
Hatfield, love you, man. Appreciate you. Hey, by the way, Tennessee State Saturday. We won't have a show after that game, as I will be on assignment watching the Flyers down in Nashville. Got to take a day off over the holidays, you know. I'm sure I've got that coming. Do you believe there's any way? What is the Brian Hartman loves when I use this term? What is the path to victory for Tennessee State?
That some sort of virus sweeps through the Tennessee basketball team, or that people don't make it back from, people forget that the game's Saturday and don't come back from the Christmas break till Sunday.
They're all time bad, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. If Tennessee makes it to the building, if Tennessee makes it to the building intact Saturday, they'll be fine.
Keith Hatfield, you're a gentleman and a scholar, and thank you for showing your scholarly side tonight, because you were not a gentleman. Your taking off of BYU earlier was really beneath you.
Tony, any chance I get to drop it on them, I'll tell you. Any cheap shots I can take at them, you can guarantee I'm going to sweep the leg Cobra Kai style.
Have a great day, brother. Take care.
Okay, see you, Tom.
I want to say to all those behind the scenes, thank you so much. To the folks answering the phones tonight, thank you. To everybody who cooperated this evening and gave us a great ride tonight. It was really a lot of fun. Really was. It was great being with you this evening. Tennessee again wins by 10 over Mercer, a game that will not soon be forgotten by the living fan. Guys, really been on a country kick lately. Okay, let's do this. I got to put some country back on here. And I keep getting my marching orders, and I've got to follow my marching orders. Let's see here. Let's see what I have for you here. Let's start out with a little. Yeah, this Dwight show, man, it's hard to beat. We'll do Dwight, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Mel Tillis from back in the day. Little Tanya Tucker, little Waylon Jennings, little John Anderson, into some George Strait. And in the wee small hours of the morning, some Alabama 81 at Gillies. All live, all for you.
Little girl in the jug of wine, but that's what it takes to make your daddy come home. Well, thank you. Yeah, this is old hillbilly stuff. Here's one we wrote as a tribute to all the California honky-tonk players back in the 50s and 60s down around Bakersfield. We're going to show them that Californians still do honky-tonk music. Still do country music. This is the title track of our LP. It's coming out in February. Girl, you talk me down, hurt real bad, cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson, man, naive. Scruggs tune. And you don't know who Flat Scruggs are, do you? We'll see you here, Derek. Down the road about a mile or two, there's a little girl named Shirley Blue. That's a little high.
Down the road, down the road, I got a stripper baby down the road, down the road, down the road. this old sad leaving song I wrote. Bill Monroe song.
Look at their hand, let me hear.
till the well runs dry. Give me some water till the well runs dry. You don't miss your baby till she says bye-bye. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. The world is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Let another man that took my baby back home. Oh, these blues.